Yes, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
My name is Ricardo Lachuga.
I have that.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Luther Rummage will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Ricardo Lachuga, 133117.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the 1, 2, 3, 4 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 2, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of these rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Lachuga and Mr. Westby, do solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Lachuga, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal racial company as follows. Allegation number one. Violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 31st, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated November 5th, 2018. Mr. Lachuga, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number 2, violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 4th, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 12, 2018. Mr. Lachuga, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Allegation number 3, violation of condition number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and complete substance abuse counseling with correctional health care companies for career criminal groups on or about December 8, 2018, as verbally directed and in writing by P. Rabad on July 2, 2018. Mr. Lachuga, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And the final allegation, allegation number 4, violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in person for a scheduled office visit on or about December 5th, 2018, as verbally directed by parole officer Abad on November 5th, 2018. Your whereabouts were a known duster and absconder from supervision. Mr. Lachuga, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Lachuga's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. LaJuga, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir.
Mr. LaJuga was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on April 27, 2018. He was arrested December 24, 2018 by Phoenix PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on December 24, 2018, with adjusted community supervision end date of March 15, 2019, 19 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. Also 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year, 9 months. He has prior convictions in 1997, marijuana violation, 1 year. 1997, theft, 1 year. 1997, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 1998, burglary, third degree, 2 counts, 3 years. 2006, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2006, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2006, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the B-19 criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 1998, TIS release of absconder, 2 months, 9 days. Arrested on new felony burglary, revoked by the BOEC. 2001, TIS release of absconder, 12 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release of absconder, 37 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and weapons noted. Other arrests, 1982, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. All other arrests, which were drug-related, resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G6BA.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. LaJuga, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Transition Living Communities, 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix. On May 1st, 2018, you were approved to reside with Michelle Urena, 809 West Mendy Way, Phoenix, Arizona. No other residence was approved. You were missing from community supervision for 19 days, so where were you living during that time, sir?
On the streets, family.
Employment notes, it looks like that we did not have a documented place of employment, so were you working?
Yes, Trenwoods.
Oh, Trenwoods. And how long were you working there, sir?
Up to the last month, I would say in November.
So you started when until November?
I want to say maybe June or July.
And how did you like working there, sir?
No, I like it. I'm going back there when I get released over here to start the job then.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to find employment, and I'm glad you were liking it. That's always good to enjoy your work. We have programming notes that you were placed in the Correctional Healthcare Company's Community Accountability Program for career criminal groups. Looks like you went to 6 classes. I'm sorry. It's missing. It suggests that you exceeded the number of allowed absences, because I think there's a skip word. So let me get this straight. Did you attend any of those classes?
Yes, I Yes, I did.
How many did you attend?
I would say six or more. I don't know that. There might have been, I think, four that I didn't attend.
Okay.
I think two or so was the exceeding thing.
I see. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. It says on, April 30, 2018, referred to task for random drug testing and initially assigned the color code peach. And it looks like that in this last year, task has been switching to a PIN number program. So it looks like you went from the color code peach to a PIN number 3117. And we have a testing history, and I won't read out every one of them. You did have some negatives, but it looks like that you voided five times. There are two instances in which you did not, pardon me, five instances in which no sample was collected and you had three positives from methamphetamine. So I'll just ask you directly, Mr. Lechuga, especially considering your history, have you had an ongoing problem with methamphetamine?
No, it wasn't. It's something new, something that... No, it's not a drug of choice.
Were there other drugs of choice?
My drug of choice used to be marijuana.
Okay. And did you gain an addiction to methamphetamine, or was it regular use for you?
No, I guess you could say it became an addiction. I'm not sure how you would describe it.
Well, have you been clean since you returned? I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you say, sir?
It's not a preference of mine.
Okay. So, how long have you been clean from drugs?
I want to say that I lost my job or I stopped working in November.
Okay. And how do you feel about drugs now?
I'm fine. I'm good. I have no problem with it, no withdrawal.
We have some sanctions notes. July 2018 for Officer Abad staffed you for abusing methamphetamine as GCMS verified. You're placed in the accountability program. As we stated earlier, on July 23, 2018, you were staffed and directed to submit a urine specimen to task for failing to submit a urine specimen on July 20, 2018. You failed to submit a urine specimen to task as directed. On August 1, 2018, Parole Officer Abad staffed you and directed you to submit a urine specimen again to task with new testing procedures, and you failed to submit a urine specimen. So it looks like that you did not have a very good history with your urinalysis.
Yeah. So well, I was a bus rider. I had no temptation, and I got told him I couldn't make some of them after going to see him. But then the
positive
ones, that's no excuse.
Were you getting along with the parole officer, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, me and him got along pretty good. He was looking to help me, and this is the first time I ever, if you look at my history, that I've even done any part of my parole. Taxes or whatnot. I mean, pretty much I've never came to try.
Well, is something in you changing? You had stated that this is the first time It looks like that you absconded at least three different occasions on community supervision, so what inspired you to at least try to work with parole?
Tired of coming back here. I'm older.
Well, sir, I really hope that you are turning the corner. I think that's a good sign that you tried. Keep in mind, we have to make some hard decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. And your history is troubling, but I do like hearing that you did give it a go. It looks like that you were on parole actually for a good amount of time, considering how much time you have left.
Yes, I tried it. I mean, I'm sure I could have done a whole lot better, but I tried to give it a chance.
So why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer before you absconded?
Pretty much knew that there's a classes that I go to, and there was no, that was my last chance, the last one they gave me, and pretty much that was going to be like a violation. And then, I didn't lose my job. I went and told them that I wasn't going to be able to continue working. I didn't want them to dig me up there or make me look bad, so I can't go back. And pretty much knew that it was going to lead to this, so I just...
Okay, so what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
I don't know exactly. I just know we were coming home and they came behind us and put on the light. They didn't really say it. I didn't think I asked. It's just, I didn't know when I gave them my name and they ran it. It came back from violation, DOC, and I told them I probably had a warrant and
well, sir, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. LaChuga, this is nearing the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
No, just as you had said, I did give it a chance, and I do, when I get out, what I'm doing, I'm going back to work. That's about it.
Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I enjoyed this discussion with Mr. LaChuga, especially because he strikes me as an individual that's really turning the corner. I can look at a pretty long criminal history, but it takes a while sometimes for people to really come to that time when they're ready to put it behind them, and I think he's arriving there. It looks like that he did put some effort into his parole. Unfortunately, he had some issues more than once with using or relapsing into the use of methamphetamine, and then he absconded for 19 days, which is very hard to look past. But I want to keep it positive. I think, as I stated earlier, he's about ready to put it behind him and move on. But I'd really like to see that happen. And at this point, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. I will say he only has about a month and three quarters left of his flat sentence, in which he will be returned to the community to pursue his own interests, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018W3607, a discussion with Mr. LaChuga as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. LaChuga was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the community of the company, inasmuch as he had scarred for 19 days and we could not monitor his transition into the community, combined with his numerous uses of methamphetamine and problems giving consistent urinalysis, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Dr. Wright. Just 1 second. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. LaChuga, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about March 15, 2019, which is just the month after next. Your release date is coming up very quick. I hope you heard my encouragement. You sound like you're tired of this lifestyle, and I really hope you're ready to put it behind you. Although I will give you a couple of warnings in good faith. One, you're going to have to really think hard about relapsing into drug or alcohol use when you're on the outside. I don't think any good will come of that. And be very careful of the people that you spend time with. The problem you see over and over again is people return to the community and hanging out with the same crowd, and they end up doing the same things, and we end up seeing them again before this board. And I can tell you sincerely, we'd like to never see you again in Orange. We want to see you succeed out there. It looks like that you're enjoying your work, so we do wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for appearing before this board today, Mr. LaChuga. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3.
All right. Thank you.